you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that by this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody out there. We had some problems here with the technological stuff, but now we're hurtling at you. It's Crab Diving Live, everybody, on a Friday. Thanks for listening here. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out on the Pacific Coast, where we are emanating from a little bit after 5 out on the Eastern type coast, if that's where your ear holes are sucking us in right now.
What up?
If it ain't that time, you might be listening to a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network. 24/7 for your ear holes, crabdiving.com/live.
Yes.
Or possibly you've downloaded us as the, you've plucked the wonderful flower off of the internet that we are.
Ooh,
as a podcast.
Color me interested.
And you can get that at crabdiving.com. You can get us at Stitcher. You can get us at iTunes. Crabdiving.com is the easy one to remember. It's a great Friday. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. It's Friday. Friday, oh. Friday,
How dare you?
Who's the, is that Miley?
No, that's that, I don't know. She hasn't, shockingly, she hasn't had a lot of follow-up hits.
Yes.
To Friday, Friday.
Is that the chick that has to be
Rebecca Black?
Carried around?
Rebecca Black, I just remembered her name. Yeah. No,
That's Ariana Grande.
That's Ariana Grande.
Right.
There you go.
Who knows, maybe Rebecca Black likes a good piggyback ride.
A lot of people like to be carried. We're going to be here for the next...
Who? Like, aside from Webster in the arms of Michael Jackson.
I don't know.
Do you remember when he used to carry around Webster like he was a sock puppet?
Yeah, sometimes good. I get a little weary. It might be nice to, you know, have four people carrying you on a beer. On one of those thrones that's you walk around.
Yeah. Do you think Michael Jackson?
You pay
ever...
them a living wage, of course. Yeah. Yeah. Benefits. I'm not talking about slaves or anything. I'm just talking about, you know, poor, well-paid humans who carry you around and shit. Why not?
What do you think the conversation between Michael Jackson and Webster was like when he was like, "Listen, Webster,
drink this."
No, you just. You're 30 years old, for God's sake. I don't care how small you are. It's gross.
I got the recipe from Cosby. Here, drink this.
Oh, yeah. You think they traded formulas?
I think they may have had the same. They've had the same cookbook.
Wait. Did
no, he didn't
pop,
drug the kids.
How do you know? Were you there?
Well, he had the Jesus juice, right? Wasn't that the story?
I thought I saw that was wine.
Allegedly. Well, yeah. Allegedly that he was plying the kids with wine.
And sleeping pills.
Right.
Great.
Shit. Allegedly. None of that's been proven, ladies and gentlemen, at all.
If you wonder why he did it, human nature. Turn to his songs, his lyrics. It's his human nature to be a monster and a predator, I guess.
Well, some humans, like that priest. If you go on our Facebook page, ladies and gentlemen, facebook.com/crabdiving, as Kate, the intern Jack Russell Terrier, has
Kate!
Some sort of a psychotic break in the kitchen, barking at her kibble. But if you go to our Facebook page, there's a story there about one of these priests who he's not even, his fingers aren't even, don't even have boy juice on them. I mean, he didn't even actually.
God, that is so gross.
He's not being accused of diddling himself, but he's being accused of being involved.
He's a co-diddler.
In the cover up. He was a leader in the church at the time. In fact, he was like in charge of some of these investigations or something, I think. And
Jesus.
So he's been deposed and he's testifying in some lawsuit about some of these allegations that have come across. And he's the Archbishop of St. Louis.
Hear ye. wait, of St. Louis, the city?
Yeah.
Well, this sounds trashy, that's all. Is it the Archbishop of St. Louis?
Archbishop Robert Carlson, who at the time was Chancellor of the Archdiocese of Minneapolis, there's a deposition and there's a video out of this deposition.
Right.
He was asked whether he knew at the time that it was a crime for an adult.
Oh yeah, this is stupid.
To engage in a sex act with a child. This is the current Archbishop of St. Louis.
St. Louis? No, Navin Jackson. No, I mean, are you going to St. Louis? Name the movie!
Guys and Dolls?
The Jerk.
Okay.
Remember when Steve Martin is hitchhiking and he has a sign that says St. Louis?
Oh,
and the guy
says
St. Louis. He's like, no, Navin Jackson.
God, I don't remember that.
Navin.
Great movie. Awesome movie.
Shit, Shinola. Another great line.
Now he's got a couple of divorces, right? So he's making some not so great movies.
Bernadette Peters, alive or dead?
Very much alive.
Oh, God. I get her mixed up with Madeline Kahn, who is no longer with us.
Very much dead. Here's the priest, the Archbishop of St. Louis.
Archbishop, you knew it was a crime for an adult to engage in sex with a kid.
I'm not sure whether I knew it was a crime or not.
I'm not sure whether I knew it was a crime or not. This isn't the 1420s he's referring to. This is like the 1980s is the time period we're covering now.
In
the 1980s, you know what? Boy diddling was a crime.
Right. Now, is this guy a... He's the God, the dog won't shut the fuck up. I walked in there. She's standing there. She's barking.
Yeah.
So, wait. This is the Archbishop. The current Archbishop of St. Louis.
Yes.
And when did he say this?
Just recently.
God.
He's being deposed about either a lawsuit or a criminal investigation about...
These guys are assholes.
Something that happened in the 80s.
When are we going to stop putting up with the bullshit from the Catholic Church? I guess never. We're just used to it.
The attorney is representing an alleged clergy abuse victim. Also released documents indicating that this dude was actually probably aware of the seriousness.
Oh, come on.
Because at the time he wrote to the then Archbishop of something... that the parents of one of the alleged victims were planning on going to the police. So he was writing to the Archbishop saying, what do we do?
Yeah.
The priest, they're complaining about the priest prints on the boy.
This is the most insane fucking thing I've ever heard. Out of all the Catholic sex scandals, this is the nuttiest.
I didn't know.
How could you not know? I mean, I was like, let's entertain the fact that maybe he didn't know. But But I can't.
Right.
The man's a priest.
How could you not
bullshit.
Know it's a crime?
Bullshit. If you're a priest, you know pedophilia is a fucking crime because you got a lot of your colleagues are into that shit. It's your trade. You didn't know it was a crime.
Not sure whether I knew it was a crime or not. I understand today it's a crime.
When did your first...
Is he just fucking stupid?
How enlightened he's been become.
Maybe he was just fucking stupid in the 80s. How old was he in the 80s? Eight
60.
Years old? 60.
No, he's probably in his 60s now. Oh, he's 69, so he was 40.
God damn. What an idiot.
The nerve. Discern that it was a crime for an adult to engage in sex with a kid.
I don't remember.
When did you...
I don't remember. Ooh. When did you first discern that it was a crime?
Fair fucking question.
Yeah, when did that revelation come upon you? No pun intended.
Hey.
You okay over there?
Yeah, you made me cough. Yeah, when was your aha moment?
Right.
First discerned that it was a crime for a priest to engage in sex with a kid who he had under his control.
I don't remember that either.
Well, I mean, I don't remember the moment that I learned that it was bad for priests to fuck kids.
Yes. But you aren't involved
a long time ago, though.
But you aren't involved. You aren't being deposed in a scandal, and you aren't saying, well, I didn't know that it was illegal.
Right.
God, this is all lunacy.
I mean, I'm just saying these questions are kind of crazy, but when did you learn that it wasn't? I guess it's fair.
I don't know what else to follow it up with.
Right. I guess it's fair to humiliate this asshole by saying, oh, so in the 80s, when you were in your 40s, you didn't realize that sexual abuse of minors is illegal. What? So when did that enlightening moment happen?
What do you learn in Catholic school? Don't you have to go to... What do you go to? You know, be a priest?
I went to 12 years of Catholic school. I'm pretty sure that... I don't know how I learned, but pretty early that, you know, that sexual abuse is not good.
Yeah.
And not legal.
I don't know what to say. This guy's saying he was a 40-year-old dude in a position of authority, a priest, right?
He was, at the time, he was a hoogie-boogity, wasn't he? Was like a Monsignor or something?
What does that even mean? What's a Monsignor?
You know, it's a level. It's just a rank. It's like...
Is it a priest?
Lieutenant, you know. I mean, yeah, sure.
Lieutenant. Do you get a cool little uniform and a sidearm?
You do.
Monsignors, just so this guy is aware, so there's no gray area, are not allowed to fuck children.
He was chancellor of the Archdiocese of Minneapolis the time. Of the whole of Minneapolis. The Archdiocese means Minneapolis, all, and St. Paul, all the Catholic churches in that whole area.
He chancellor.
Was chancellor of at
so,
the time.
When it's so stupid.
He wasn't quite aware of the legality.
God, these people run around with these ridiculous titles and these stupid fucking god-awful costumes. And to top it all off, they rape kids, but don't even know it's illegal. What the fuck kind of organization is this?
Faithless Friday here, everybody, on Crab Diving.
Oh, we're doing the Catholics today?
No, we're not doing the Catholics today. We don't have that kind of time. That's a
No one has that kind of time.
That's Faithless February or something. We're going to need a whole month for that one.
You need a year. I mean, you would literally need a year.
There's a lot.
But we don't have to dedicate to a whole show, Why Catholics Suck. Well, not Catholics, not all of them, just the ones that rape and
priests. The hierarchy.
Yes, that don't know that it's a crime.
And there are good priests. I knew some cool priests.
Oh, yeah?
I've known some good people that are priests that, you know, kind of walk the walk a little bit, but...
Did they know it was illegal to molest?
I have a feeling they were enlightened.
Really?
Yeah.
No, one of their colleagues wasn't arrested, and they were like, "Oh shit, that's illegal. Guess I should put the brakes on that."
Yeah, right.
Start Tuesday afternoons in the rectory.
Start deleting texts from your phone.
Texts
from your yik yak.
Do these priests have iPhones now? What's a yik yak?
That's a new. It's like Snapchat.
Yik yak.
It's a messaging program that the kids these days are using.
Yik yak.
It's pretty big on college campuses right now.
Oh yeah. Sounds stupid.
Just saying.
Sounds stupid.
It's another social media. You know, everybody's trying to
right.
nibble at the ball sack of Mark Zuckerberg. So
sure.
Try to take away from the evil empire that is Facebook. Did you see recently that even if you don't have a Facebook account, you're being tracked by Facebook?
Oh, God.
For advertising and shit like that? They're just really...
Damn.
The tentacles of evil.
Totally, man.
So there you go. Yeah, if you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, join in the convo there. A lot of stuff going on, lots of memes, lots of stories we do here.
Right.
Mysterious stories we don't get to here. Shit to talk about, stuff to argue about. It's a welcome, giant, warm bosom for you to nestle your face in.
Yummy. There's a convo.
That's what you're into.
There's a convo on Twitter right now.
Is there?
Yeah, I put that story. Check it out. Hashtag smart gun. I'm sure the NRA and gun freaks hate this for some reason. And hashtag gun sense.
Hence, and proving you right.
Right, always guns. And then this guy says, at crab diving, how often does your smartphone not respond to your fingerprint? Criminal won't wait until it does.
Well, you know.
Fuck off.
I mean. Yeah.
Is he in Afghanistan?
But yeah, I don't know. I might be agreeing with him a little bit on this technology for the smartphones.
Why? Well,
for the smart guns.
I can't shoot fast enough.
Well, right. I mean, if the point is to have these weapons for protection, then you really can't be rebooting your gun.
Yeah,
and waiting for it to reboot as
while your home is being invaded by big scary brown people. Oh my god!
Exactly.
This guy's so stupid. And I said, how often are you attacked by bandits and have to act like Jack Bauer? He said, never have. What's wrong with being properly, all caps, prepared? Would you like a fingerprint scanner on your fire extinguisher? Well, my fire extinguisher doesn't shoot. Bullets.
I don't know. I'm torn on this one. I kind of agree. I agree that it should be maybe a little more difficult. Maybe you press a 3-button code or something that you know, or something less
control,
twitchy.
Control Alt Delete. The Mexicans are coming.
Something less technologically twitchy.
When have you needed a gun over the past year to protect yourself from? Roving
hordes?
Band of lunatic gun marauders.
I haven't recently.
And where do you live? In Koreatown.
Right.
A little crime here, right?
There are roving bands. Yeah.
How much you want to bet at Auto Engine? Who the fuck? Auto Engine Mike. I bet he lives some flyover state. He's barely neighbors. Does he think Al-Qaeda's parachuting in to get him in the middle of the night? 2 in the head, 1 in the chest. Oh, I can't get my gun to scan.
Well, if you look at dude's profile on the Twitter, it says, guess what day it is? Hashtag gun sense, more laws for the law abiding. People really think criminals follow signs. So this guy's whole point of this Twitter account is to go after hashtag gun sense. So
yeah, okay.
He's just trolling.
I'm just saying his point is stupid. The reason we want the scanner for the smart gun is so, you know, some little kid doesn't pick it up and shoot somebody's balls off. Or, hey, say your daughter's miserable, little emo kid, and decides, I want to blow my brains out with daddy's gun. Can't. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I guess we should forgo all that. By the small, tiny scintilla of a chance that you were almost abducted by a band of militia such as the A-Team. Thrown in a van and raped.
For the safety of our families. Yeah. It's why neighborhood streets that were once filled with bicycles and skateboards and laughter in the air.
Now are filled with brown people. Oh, I mean,
Hey, listen, they're still skateboards. I can't stand them. These people, they do these skateboard tricks on the sidewalk. And they're fucking skateboard fly. I was almost hit by a skateboard flying errant.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah, really.
You kids these days.
We know in the world that surrounds us, there are terrorists and there are home invaders, drug cartels, carjackers, knockout gamers, and rapers, and haters, and campus killers, airport killers, shopping mall killers, and killers who scheme to destroy our country with massive storms of violence against our power grids or vicious waves of chemicals or disease that could collapse our society that sustains us all.
That is the worst. Can I just say...
Wait, the people are screaming.
He is the worst. his read. I mean, what he did when he wrote that, he gave himself such a advantage, such a so many possibilities with that list.
He's into those lists, right? The more recent one was all the gates when he was talking about the dash gates when he was talking about Hillary Clinton entering the presidential race. But he was talking about how email gate, Benghazi gate.
Yeah, but you're doing it more animated than he did. It's so monotone.
Well, he's not great.
And boring. But the idea is each item of the list is supposed to build. And then it crescendos to, it destroys us all.
Did you see?
Go get your guns.
Did you see the people in the audience, though? You can't. Half of his audience would roll over. You can't.
They aren't getting anywhere. They need giant. You know what we could sell in Shark Tank? Giant shoehorns for fat asses in chairs. It's a service. You want to help? You want a little help up? I come behind you with my shovel and I pry your big fat gun loving fucking conservative ass out of your chair. Right. So what? So what? I want to fucking
scanner
on my gun.
I this half of crab diving over here thinks that the gun dudes scoffing at the fingerprint guns is not without merit. I'm just saying.
Okay. I guess you're right. So if you're walking, no. Listen, I get it. If you're walking down the street and they're like, "Hey, partner, pull. Let's have a showdown." And you're like, "Hold on a second. Let me boot up." You're
gonna get
killed. Yeah, you're gonna get killed
in Georgia, where it's mandatory to carry a gun everywhere.
The fucking stupid. The thing about the smart gun story to me,
God, gun people,
you just don't. We don't. We would be better off without something that. You need a thumbprint scanner to use safely. God damn it. Does that make any sense? We would be better off without these fucking guns, is my point.
In a lovely My Little Pony world, yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you discount what Rachel Maddow says on her little promo she does on MSNBC? She goes, yeah, we could just take it as the status quo because, hey, nothing's ever going to change. She's like, yeah, we could do that. Or you could get up off your ass and go do something. Or she said, what does she say?
I don't think she quite puts it that way. So there you go. I don't know how we drifted off.
Oh,
but that
believe
was the
me.
St. Louis Archbishop.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. You talk about drifting off. This show dodged a huge bullet because I was about to go down the rabbit hole of who is the bigger actress or had the bigger career, Bernadette Peters or Madeline Kahn. And I'm going over it in my head right now, and I don't know. Are you looking?
I have an opinion, and I was going to say.
Okay, who is it?
But I don't, it's nobody, hey, we're going to watch the.
Is it Bernadette Peters?
Well, no. Madeline Kahn had far greater success in movies, I think.
Mel Brooks. All those Mel Brooks movies.
And Bernadette Peters, far more success on the stage. More accolades. I think Bernadette Peters, she's got a trunk load of Tonys, doesn't she? And shit?
Sunday in the Park with George.
Oh, boy.
She was in The Jerk, too.
She was.
I think Madeline Kahn kind of wins because Madeline Kahn also did stage. They both, they're very similar actresses. They both did Sondheim. I know.
Crazy shirtless dude running by has a friend.
I think they were cued by the musical theater conversation.
Quick, take the shirt off. They're doing Sondheim.
But it just strikes me. I'm sitting here. I'm like, God, very similar careers. Was either one in a regular in a TV show? Was Madeline Kahn ever?
I'm sure each of them had little drifts on the television at one point or another, probably in the 70s and 80s.
So we're saying the big screen, Madeline Kahn.
A tough one. It's a real tough one.
And the stage, Bernadette Peters.
Because younger people, I mean, if you talk to the younger generation these days,
why would you want to do that? You want to hurt yourself?
But I mean, I think the first person, God, I don't know. Who would know the name? I think they would know the name Madeline Kahn over Bernadette Peters.
Bernadette Peters versus Patti LuPone.
Oh, fuck. Bernadette. People don't know who Patti LuPone is, yeah.
By the way, God, maybe we can be done with this. You're talking about the younger people. Don't. Because goodbye, listeners. You know, I was talking to a younger person about politics last night, and they said they are a Democrat, and they just can't get behind the idea of voting for Hillary Clinton. And I was like, okay, well, then who are you going to vote for? And they said, well, this sounds crazy, but you know who really interests me? And I said, who? Ben Carson. I was like, based on what?
Wow.
It's like, he's a lunatic.
Holy shit. What?
I'm not going to name the person, but you know him. And it's just like, dude, you know, they're not even. I know. What are the biggest similarities between Hillary Clinton and Ben Carson? Carbon-based.
Two eyes.
Sentient. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is Hillary an atheist deep down in her heart, if she has one?
I don't know.
Bill hasn't totally, like, ruined that.
I don't remember them being real Bible-y, do you? I mean,
fuck no.
They're from Arkansas, so they probably had to walk the walk a little bit, but... Yeah.
I mean,
do you think?
I don't think a guy that sticks a cigar in somebody's vag while at the office could be described as Bible-y.
Oh, I think just the opposite.
Oh, really?
have you paid attention to the news?
Wait a second, you're right. There's never been a priest been like, hand me my Cubans.
Right.
Oh, shit.
Hand me my Cuban boys.
Right. But really.
And girls.
People
by the
say
way,
that.
They, you know, there's a lot of the boy stuff, but there's a lot of the girl stuff going on too that doesn't get it's not as important. And we had, when I grew up, I mean, now that I went back and looked, you know, there's like a registry. There's a diddler priest registry.
Yeah.
And just for laughs, I googled my old school.
Oh, really?
And sure enough, one of the priests that was there for a brief time during my 8 years at that school popped up, no pun intended.
Sure. Follow me on Amber Alert.
On that list.
God damn. What a bunch of creeps.
But, yeah, it's...
By the way, Madeline Kahn, Bernadette Peters, both did The Muppet Show. I think they both did late night talk shows and stuff, so I don't know.
That's a difficult choice. It's a Sophie's choice here on Crab Diving Friday. Bernadette Peters. For Madeline Kahn. And if you
323-601 libs.
Yeah, if you don't know who those are, tweet us at Crab Diving. Let's check and see what's going on on the planet.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, soaring high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. I can't take my eyes off of something else that popped up here. Okay, let me stop this bullshit. Also on the website I was on for the previous priest diddling boy story.
Guy, I mean, no one should ever have to say that. For the other story we did about priests raping people, you remember that other story? We have another one.
There's a headline says, keep it tight. Suzanne Summers launches a vibrating Thighmaster.
What?
That makes sex more enjoyable.
Thank God. Wait, for me? Let me put my vibrating Thighmaster in.
Her new product claims to tame more than your thighs, the Thighmaster Vibrato. Will help by tightening the genital muscles along the pelvic floor. Summers, now 68 years old, was on HuffPo Live.
Oh, yes. Effete.
Saying, it's also great. I know it's weird for Kegel exercises, you know, to keep that muscle tight, which actually makes sex more enjoyable.
Oh, my God.
So there's just a lot of uses for this little thing.
When was Suzanne Summers a big star?
In the 80s.
Damn.
70s.
That
was Three's Company,
that
actually.
That speaks to her fucking stardom right there. That she's still got. I mean, a product.
Wait, you're saying this is a good for her stardom?
I'm saying
that she's hawking.
She's relevant enough.
A spring that you put in your crotch.
She's relevant
and it vibrates.
She still has enough name recognition that someone's like, let's put Suzanne on it. Why the fuck not? Do you see Bernadette Peters walking around with a pelvic floor?
I think she's
sucker upper
invested in the company. Hasn't she been doing this for like 100 years?
Does Suzanne Summers own part of Thighmaster?
I would think she probably does.
Shit.
If you pull up on your core, think about it. You could, if you can keep that tight, I think that's something that women should do for your own pleasure.
No parking, baby.
So work out.
No parking on the pelvic floor.
So, God, more than sweat.
Yeah. Who knew there was a pelvic floor? That is a gross. That's one of those medical terms. It's just gross. Do we really need that? Why do we need that? As a part of vocabulary. Well, is there a doctor that says,
ceiling, pelvic barrier?
Pelvis. Why can't you just say fucking pelvis?
Well, because the pelvis is different than the pelvic barrier.
Floor. But can't you? I mean, guess so. I just think that's why medicine's so super hard. Is because there's so many words. You know? Pelvic floor seems unnecessary.
Also talked about her years in Hollywood saying
it's so ridiculous.
She also broke ground at the time demanding to be paid salaries similar to those of male TV sitcom stars.
Fuck yeah, man.
And you know how well that went. They fired her ass.
Oh shit. And that then she got into the Thighmaster business, right?
She's doing Thighmaster.
She actually shared garage space with the Apple guys.
But I got to say, I mean, I don't know how much she's been pulled back, but, you know, damn, 68 years old, still rocking the Thighmaster. Well, she's kind of rocking that 80s leg warmer outfit kind of thing. Yeah. But, you know.
Well, that's
good for her.
Yeah, she liked that look back then. Leg warmers. Yeah. God, that's amazing. I mean, she was a huge star. You just forget.
She was massive. Yeah, I mean, she was the biggest star on TV.
Let's say she's washed up. She's a Thighmaster person. What's her net worth?
I'll take that fucking Thighmaster gig.
You can shove that Oscar in your loose vagina.
Do you remember I almost got that ab thing?
Yeah, that electrical shit. You didn't want to do it, right? Because they said they were going to put it on your sack.
I would have. for the money they were going to pay for that, they could have put it anywhere. It's one of those where they tell me later, it's between you and one other guy. I'm like, God.
Well, fuck that guy.
Don't tell me. Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
I mean, I would have had to use the ridiculous thing.
So what?
And, you know, anyway.
That's a great fucking job.
Hosting an ab, electronic ab thing?
Yeah,
any of those things.
A bad job is like the broom boy at the glory hole. Mop boy, maybe. Broom boy. Ooh, gross.
That's at the, never mind.
God, hey, some guy's just laying on his fucking horn, and it's just killing me.
It's here in Koreatown, USA.
Shut the fuck up, Los Angeles.
Koreatown, Los
All
Angeles.
Of you.
Frequently here, since we have a death corner right here near the studios, where there are two right turn onlys that people usually
fuck it, man.
At least every 30 seconds say fuck it. I'm either going to go straight or I'm going to go left.
In the middle of your sentence there was an altercation. Someone was honking like fuck off.
But there's frequently angry horn conversations.
Oh yes.
Like there'll be a beep and then a beep back. Yeah. And this morning there was a conversation. It was a two or three beeper. It was like beep, 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 beep. Like they were beeping back and forth to each other. People are assholes.
Yeah, just scan your fingerprint over your big fucking gun and blow each other's brains out. Nice. Fucking losers. I'm so sorry, but the people in this neighborhood really drive like shit.
Yes.
And there's got to be some. I would vote for a politician to be like, I want to make the drivers of Koreatown better. I'd vote for that guy. I don't want to get killed. How do we do that? How do we make people drive better?
We get rid of cars.
Yeah. That's true.
They have good public transportation.
We need
moving devices.
Damn, that Google car is really what? Some area like this? Dude, that would be amazing.
Yeah, until they're hacked.
Oh, God damn it.
And Skynet turns on us and turns them all into vehicles of death, like that cop car that ran over that guy the other day.
Oh, yeah. Well, wasn't that a human?
That's what I meant. Oh, yeah. Well, I meant, nonetheless.
Yeah, right.
So the headline is a bizarre one over on the Huffington Post. It is a question mark. A big, giant question mark.
What?
On either side of the question mark are logos, two great eyes of Sauron. One of them even looks like the eye of Sauron. Time Warner, Cable, and on the other side is Comcast. This must be about the merger. Their customers, attorneys of the Justice Department's antitrust division, are making moves. Oh, this is good news.
Right.
Making moves that may halt the merger between Comcast and Time Warner. Can you, I mean, there's like, what, four or five giant evil cable companies.
It just makes you laugh.
And now the two biggest ones want to merge to become an even gianter. What, didn't we have antitrust laws in this goddamn country? Whatever happened to that shit?
No. We should just expect to get fucked. Expecting it.
The $45 billion merger.
God.
Would unite the two largest cable operators.
Would it make the customer service better, the product faster?
Just the opposite.
Fuck off, internet companies. You're doing a fucking shit job. Congratulations.
The antitrust. So I guess finally, some people are seeing the fucking light.
Yeah, it's nuts. Sitting around getting fucked.
They might not, that the officials at Justice Department and at the FCC are not negotiating with Comcast about proposed solutions.
Don't do it.
They've been delaying it, you know, so in December, several companies, advocacy groups and labor unions formed the Stop Mega Comcast Coalition.
I thought you were going to say mega cunt. I was like, wow.
In an attempt to pressure officials to block the merger.
Right.
The group, which counts Dish Network. Gee, I wonder why Dish Network is against Comcast and Time Warner merging. But the Writers Guild of America, Sports Fan Coalition, all kinds of, you know, because it could just, all it's going to mean is it's going to drive up costs.
There's no way this can be spun as a good thing for you and I, for everyday fuckers.
But then they say, well, but we can't make profits if we don't join together. How are we going to make profit to send over to the Cayman Islands?
God, all I do is pay the cable company every month, these fucking assholes. The service is not...
And for shitty service...
Crappy!
I think is it Chattanooga, Tennessee? Is that the one that went commie pinko socialist and said...
Nine!
Gave a big fuck you to the cable companies and said, that's it, we're the government. We're going to give it to the government. The people are taking over.
Oh, yeah.
And guess what happened? For cheaper than the cost of any of these fucking piles of yak dung, Comcast or Time Warner... Far cheaper, the residents of this town, which I think is Chattanooga, are getting high-speed internet that's like four times faster what we got here.
That's mad.
Possibly up to 10 times faster.
My God, crab diving needs that, right?
It would help.
We fucking need it, man. Trying to get the signal out there.
Yeah, it's bullshit. But privatization. And the latest thing I saw on Rachel Maddow's show that you mentioned her is that suddenly some of these Republicans that are hopping into the clown car are floating the idea, which used to be like political death. But they're floating the idea of, well, you know, I'm for privatizing some of the Veterans Administration.
Oh, my God.
Some of the VA. I'm for privatizing that.
Because people, they'll make the case that it'll be run better than it is now.
They think this is their chance because of all these scandals.
Right.
That, well, no, look, we can... And again, how much of this with bad funding and bullshit, just like they're doing to the goddamn post office, how much of this is them killing it and then saying, look how bad this thing is. We got to get rid of it.
It's ridiculous.
The post office, if they hadn't, would be solvent if they hadn't put that heinous, ridiculous pre-funding of pensions thing on it.
Well,
Republicans did that.
Most companies have to do that.
No companies have to go 75 years in the future or with something like that.
Yeah, 75 years in the future.
Like, I'm not joking. They're pre-funding employees that aren't born yet.
We're not even going to be around that long, according to the Raelians, right? Unless we build that fucking embassy to Xenu.
Faithless Friday, everybody. If you listen to last Faithless Friday, go to crabdiving.com. Go to iTunes. Go to Stitcher. You can learn about the Raelians.
Yes.
And they're a UFO. They believe in UFOs and shit.
And fucking.
Not all that different
and
from
sex.
Scientology. And a lot of fucking.
I think they're different than most religions. I mean, because they actually, don't they say that they just want people to have sex?
Well, that's part of it. Yeah.
Very strange.
I mean, there's more to it, but.
Yeah.
The fun part of it is they think everybody should just fuck everybody.
Well, then don't they have a part where you're supposed to feel really bad about yourself and submit yourself to some weird higher power that died with a couple of nails through his fucking hands?
Fear God. That's the thing I don't really get is.
It's not fun, right?
The God fearing thing. Who wants to.
Ooh, sounds like a great time.
Who wants to run around fearing. Running around worried that some lightning bolt's going to shoot up your asshole all day.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
How about this? How about we go to something on a Sunday morning where, you know, a perfectly reasonable day to sleep in and sleep off a hangover or whatever. Why don't we go somewhere, sit in a circle, and read from a very boring book and have Sunday school? Why don't we do that? What are you laughing at over
I'm
there?
Sorry. I was distracted by a visual.
What?
In Canada... They have an election going on, and there's a guy running named Jonathan Dennis, and his signs are being defaced all over the county.
Now, he's got...
To read Jonathan Penis.
He's got one N in his name, Dennis.
He does.
Most times it's two, and that, now you see why. Oh, shit.
I'm sorry. Just kind of made me laugh. The other story that's right below it is also on our Facebook
Senator Penis
page, I believe.
Penis.
Before we get to the headline over on the Drudge Report.
Oh, that really is hilarious.
Speaking of defacing and editing, did you see the story of the the schoolgirl, middle school girl?
No.
Who they took a class picture. Claremont Northeastern Middle School in Batavia, Ohio.
Hey, fuck you.
Now, I guess she wore a t-shirt.
Okay.
And on the t-shirt was the F word.
Oh. Which
that
F word?
They said, they airbrushed it out of the picture that made it to the book.
What an
asshole.
They
made the decision to black it out because some people may find it offensive, the school principal said. After they'd been notified by the photographer. The F word we're speaking of is the word feminist.
Okay, that's not what I thought. Oh, my God. What?
Feminist.
This is in Ohio? God damn. The fuck is wrong with people? Feminist.
Correct.
What do they think it means?
She's an eighth grade student named Sophie.
Good for her.
She wore a t-shirt that said feminist. It also happened to be class photo day. Her school principal made the decision.
What an idiot.
To have it photoshopped out. She wore the shirt all day. No issues. Nobody said a word to her. They took the eighth grade pictures. On Monday, the pictures were handed out to the student, and she noticed that she was wearing a completely black t-shirt.
Yeah.
Which she wasn't. She went to the principal to see what's going on, and the principal said that the photographer had called her, brought it to her attention. So fuck that photographer, too.
Yeah, what an asshole. What a fucking nerd.
And
God damn.
The principal said, I made the decision to black it out because some people might find it offensive.
Oh, for the love of God. Fuck what's, everyone.
What's offensive about the word feminist?
It's a good word. What kind of photographer is this? You're right. What kind of asshole?
What kind of insecure, small-dicked pussy?
Yeah.
Feminist.
Shut up.
Is worried.
Yeah.
Or is offended by the term feminist.
I think it's cool that she was going to wear that shirt on picture day. Because, you know, people know when picture day is. You don't wear a shitty shirt. She chose feminist. That's kind of cool.
Right. A friend, let's see, the Sophie was not violating any dress code. She was not inappropriately dressed. The word feminist isn't on any list of t-shirts that kids can't wear.
Jesus Christ. This photographer saw this. This guy was a photographer. At some point, he must have considered himself an artist in his field, like photography and stuff. And now he's the guy that tells on the girl who wears the feminist shirt. What the fuck happened?
Well, because the bro club has turned the word feminism into man-hating.
Right. Oh. Damn.
Like, if you're a feminist, that means that obviously you hate men and you think men are evil and all men do is look at you and rape you every 5 seconds.
Right. Well, I mean... the man club, the bro club. They're so sensitive. They get their feelings hurt all the time.
So, somebody had a meeting with the principal who apologized profusely. I think we're talking about the mother and the girl. There's an update. She apologized profusely. Of course, after the local news station called her.
Oh, yeah. And shamed him.
She asked if we were good. I told her she needed to apologize to Sophie and ask her that question. She seemed dumbfounded by that.
Oh, my God.
What, I have to apologize to that child?
No, I know what you do. You get the file. You get the file before it was Photoshopped. You put out that picture. Done.
She called Sophie down to the office. She apologized to Sophie and said, what do you want from this?
What a fucking asshole.
Sophie replied, I want everyone to realize we need feminism. I want you to have someone come into the school and educate everyone about feminism. I want us to go to the news station together and show the people that we are working together to make this school and our community a better place for everyone. I don't think that's too much to ask.
Yeah.
She never said I want a public apology or anything like that. So she sounds like a cool kid.
Yeah. God, I mean... I don't understand how it would even cross your mind that you would think, oh, this needs to be Photoshopped out. It's crazy.
Right. And think it's offensive.
Yeah, weird.
There's another Photoshop version of it with feminist written back on.
Oh, okay.
We're going all over the
internet. Well, I kind of feel like, well, if they're really sorry, why don't they can fix the problem. Put out the original picture. Just undo the file.
The school says they're offering a copy of the original version of the photo to her.
Offer it to everybody.
And they're going to hold larger discussions with students regarding feminism.
That's
so there
good.
You go. Maybe a little bit of edumacation. even, you know, you hear these, you think, if I would have read that story without good identifying God. It, you would have thought, Mississippi, Arkansas.
Oh, yeah. Small town Ohio, though, man.
It's everywhere, man. It's everywhere.
That's pretty redneck.
Small town anywhere.
Yeah.
It's pretty redneck. Small town Wisconsin.
God, I mean, the right, they most definitely they have to be led, drug kicking and screaming down the right road. I mean, God, this poor girl has to go and make them. I mean, they have to make them, you know, address the issue.
Right.
And they don't want to.
And even have it be an issue in the first place is ridiculous to think that. Obviously, this teacher is one of those people who, in her mind, feminism is equated with misandry.
Yeah.
Right? Is that misandry? That's hating, man-hating. Misogyny is woman-hating.
Is it misandry? Misandry?
Misandry? Misandry?
Right.
Dude-hating.
Yeah. Quit dude hating, okay?
Quit dude.
We've had it really tough, hating. White guys.
I've got a story here about. No, this is ridiculous. This is actually amazing. Sex education.
Right.
We know the Raelians are big fans.
Yes.
A mother named Alice Dreger, Dreger, she is a professor of medical humanities and bioethics at Northwestern University.
Oh, okay.
She's written about the importance of honesty in sex education. And when she learned that her son's health class was teaching an abstinence only.
Oh my God.
Curriculum.
How do you even teach that? What's the curriculum? Don't fuck.
She went to see what they were being taught. Her son let her join him in the class where she sat at the back of the room and live tweeted the proceedings.
Oh, awesome.
The federal government, by the way, spends between 1996 and 2009, spent $1.3 billion on abstinence-only sex education.
This is insane.
Which doesn't work. It's been proven that abstinence-only sex education doesn't work. And you know what's been proven that does work? When you show them how to put a condom on and make them available to condom.
Totally.
Make the condoms available. We teach them about safe sex.
Yeah. I did work for HealthWorks Theater out of Chicago for years. We did the Wizard of AIDS.
Wizard of AIDS.
Yeah. And at the end of every show, they do a talk back. The kids would ask questions about AIDS. How do you get AIDS? They even had a little thing where they'd show you how to put a condom on. I mean, like a stand, not like a person. Can I get a volunteer from the audience?
Somebody gets fluffed.
But I remember in Illinois, they wanted to make the only state-funded sex education be abstinence only.
Oh, God. How many states are still doing that shit? Texas
so
is still
stupid.
Tripling down on it. And Texas has the highest teenage birth rate. They're shooting them out like a sprinkler down there.
They have to teach kids about sex in Texas because what is there to do otherwise?
Right.
I mean, really, PlayStation, vagina.
So there's a shitload. She's got tons of tweets as she was.
Is it fucked up?
Yeah. She says the kid has invited me to his health class on sex ed to see how bad it is. So I'm going. But hands over my mouth means I can't live tweet it. Uh-oh. They stuck me in a corner with my computer. And there's Wi-Fi, so I can live tweet this. We still pledge loyalty to the flag, huh? And she starts off the next tweet. She says, I can't stand this. They're teaching abstinence stories that worked and non-abstinence stories that led to consequences.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit. Everybody's going to get AIDS.
The visitor teacher is telling my kid abstinence education reduces premarital sex. My kid is trying to show her studies that dispute that.
Uh-oh. That's awesome.
She's being completely condescending. You can look up anything on the internet.
Yeah, you can, and including then, facts.
Then she refers him to the site on abstinence education.
Oh, jeez.
She says, I feel like raising my hand and saying, can I tell my sexual history, which involves a lot of pleasure before and during marriage?
Not with her kid there. Come on.
And how I've had a lot of lovers and have never gotten pregnant by accident. She says, now we're hearing a horror story about marijuana use.
What?
So watch out. If you smoke that weed, you're going to be popping a baby out in 9 months.
Right. I think you would be less likely to pop a baby out. Doesn't it kill your sperm, marijuana? Isn't that one of those bullshit things people say about weed?
Oh, does it?
It decreases your sperm count.
Pass that shit.
Yeah.
The guy telling the abstinence story is now telling us about having sex as a teenager. I'm confused. Now he's talking about getting a girl preg and them hiding it from their parents. Yep, that's what sexual shame does, dude.
This is nuts.
Pregnant girl got picked on, so her friends all deserted her. That's what happens if you have sex, kids. Yep, pregnant with no friends. Listen to these, what they're teaching kids.
It's so insane. We live in a nation of Puritans. This is a Taliban or something. This is public school.
She says, the whole lesson here is sex is a part of a terrible lifestyle. Drugs, unemployment, failure to finish school, and sex are part of the disaster.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with us? We need the Raelians.
Whereas the lesson I would take is sometimes it takes years to get your shit together, and that's okay. I like this woman.
Right.
She goes, oh, and of course, now a story about a friend who OD'd and was a vegetable for 11 years and tore the family apart.
But
FFS, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, but that person didn't get anybody pregnant.
She's like, welcome to sex ed.
That's so fucked up, man.
The whole story of ODs, people in prison, out of marriage pregnancies, is ironically a story of this guy's resilience and normalcy. Oh, that's true. This guy is telling the story of all the shit that happened to him that made him into the person he is today. But all that shit that happened to him made him into the person he is today.
So what's his fucking point?
Maybe if you hadn't had those struggles, you'd be a dickwad on fucking right. Wall Street right now.
So, but you're telling people to not have these struggles.
This guy says, I finally met a great girl who was brought up in abstinence, and her life was so much better. I put her on a pedestal above everybody else. So they're telling these kids, if a girl's had sex, she's unclean, unpure. I put her on a pedestal above everybody else because her little protective barrier was still down there in her cave of wonder.
Her pelvic floor is intact.
She didn't have a horse riding accident or anything.
Yeah.
Bike riding. This is disgusting.
It's so stupid. It really is. I mean,
she keeps going about this guy with his story. You'll find a good girl. If you find one that says no, that's the one you want. And then in all capitals, she says, he actually just said that.
That like is so that's so fucked up. That's an insane sentiment.
I think that's one of the ones that got the most retweets. You'll really? Find a good girl. If you find one that says no, that's the one you want. She said, now this part is where it gets even worse. The woman gets up and says, sometimes condoms fail. She says, it's better to use something than nothing.
Oh, well,
but they
nice.
Do fail.
Jesus.
It takes only one sperm to fertilize an egg. It takes only one time having sex to get pregnant.
Wow.
Yet she's not suggesting oral or anal. Just blow each other. Go in the butt.
Oh, my God. But even when she says that, you know, if you might as well use something if you're going to do it. But they break.
Oh, but she's now telling the story of a condom box in which every single condom had a hole.
What the fuck?
So she's like, even if you wear condoms, they all got holes in them anyway. So you better just, keep your dick out of there.
Okay, well, we're going to have sex, but the sex ed teacher said the condoms don't fucking matter anyway. So let's just do it then. Who cares?
Per the FDA, one out of every 400 boxes of condoms can be totally defective. You might get that 400th box.
You might get lucky.
About an 18% chance a condom will fail. That's not true at all. That one's not true.
It can't be. I mean, if you're using it for the second time in a row.
That's not true.
Maybe you wash
them. Right.
I mean,
yeah, hang them out. Don't tumble dry. Don't
if you're an incredibly stupid person, maybe.
An average of one out of six times there's a mishap with a condom. Who are these dummies? What?
I put it on inside out.
How is it? What's the fail?
Maybe you had one of those like vibrating, you have one of those vibrating condoms or something, you know, and you get in the hot tub, a little bit of an accident.
Right. They said, we're going to roll this dice eight times. Every time your number comes up, they gave everybody a number in class.
Okay.
Every time your number comes up, pretend your condom failed, you get a paper baby.
What the fuck? Is this essentially a science course?
Paper babies are being handed out to everyone. They've all had condom failure. The whole class is pregnant, all in capital letters. She says, you have to have a baby. And then she goes, there are apparently no scissors in the room for paper abortions. This is what...
This is a science class.
And this is a... Is this a public school?
Yeah, I
obviously
bet.
It is, because this woman is would not send her kids to some ridiculous...
No, you wouldn't choose this.
Right.
God, I mean...
She says, I just want to grab all these kids after school and say, here is the truth. Sex feels good. That's why you seek it. Take care. Have fun.
Yeah, wear a condom, stupid.
Wow. She says, I think what happened is they assumed I was a conservative parent. Sitting in to monitor.
Oh, absolutely.
That it probably never occurs to him that sex-positive parents exist.
Wow, sex-positive parents. Jesus.
She said, do you even teach them about consent? Yes, we had the cops in to warn them not to rape.
Whoa. Why didn't they have the priest in?
And then she said, yet more terror-based teaching.
Yeah, great. Officer Friendly just told me not to rape.
Damn.
Well, listen, that's don't make a joke. Had Officer Friendly paid what's-his-fuck a visit, he would have known that it's illegal to rape that Cardinal of St. Louis.
Oh, you know what I mean? Yeah. She said, it's over. I need a drink. God. I can't get up. I'm too stunned.
God, that's funny.
I lost it after class. I think I'm now in trouble for saying fuck 10 times in front of some students. And yelling about how awful it was.
Oh, my God.
She lost her shit. Good for her.
That's awesome. I mean, what's happening now? I mean, now that the story's out, the school must be getting calls or something.
Yeah, it's just coming out, so it's just been out for a couple of days now.
Oh, shit. There's going to be a definite shitstorm, a fallout.
And she's still talking about it, by the way.
In fucking sane. I guess it's something you probably don't like.
Oh, she's getting shit. She's getting shit on. She said, our school hired a Christian group that does pregnancy counseling, counseling against abortion to come teach the kids abstinence.
Oh, my God.
Tired of this. She's just a mom shit. I have a glowing review of my new book coming out in the New York Times on Sunday. It's not because I had a baby.
She's an author.
She said, a radio host talked to her and said, well, now you're well-known nationally. She said, the dude's producer didn't even look me up. I'm a mom, therefore I must be nobody. And she's got a book coming out.
Oh, that's awesome.
Being reviewed by the Times.
God.
So there you go. That's what's going on in with your tax money, people.
Oh, that's great.
They are
I love it.
Teaching the kids that if they get within 6 inches of each other, lightning bolts are going to shoot out of the sky.
Yeah, you're going to get a paper baby.
And she's going to get without a pair of scissors to get rid of that shit.
Are the paper babies, what do they look like? Are they cool or not?
There's no photographs of the paper babies that were handed out. Probably pieces of paper with a baby printed on it. I have a feeling they didn't even do the cutouts.
You know, I know somebody that had a baby, and they did the weirdest thing.
The afterbirth?
No. Oh. The placenta, they had a...
That's the afterbirth.
Yeah. Oh, is it? It's the same thing?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah.
Wait, did they?
No.
Oh,
no.
I know people
that make smoothies out of it, right? So gross.
I know somebody that saved that shit to get this. Bury it?
Oh, that's better than eating it.
Did they eat that? No.
They made somehow their doula made a print with it.
Wait, come on.
Yeah.
Like a print to hang somewhere?
No.
Of what?
A picture.
Right.
Of the stretched out placenta.
Of an afterbirth print? Does it have the face of Jesus in it? There's some weird shit that people do with that. So these people...
I don't want to get into specifics, but I'll show you a picture. It's pretty wild.
These people, without identifying them too much, I mean, I hung out with them a lot. And for a year's time, I would be at their house. I'd go in the freezer to get ice cubes or something. And there, sitting over to the left, was a tin foil wrapped.
Oh, shut up.
No, it was in the fucking freezer with, like, food. It was wrapped in plastic and tin foil, we were assured. Because we threw a fit. We were like, get that shit out of there.
What if the fucking refrigerator breaks or something? Or the coolant breaks and it's...
Hurry up, bury the afterbirth. God. But it was some weird spiritual bullshit where it was like, on the anniversary of the birth, we have to go out and bury the afterbirth. There's some crazy-ass bullshit.
That sounds like, oh my God, I just thought of an amazing business. A shark tank business. Hi, everyone. We're seeking, you know, whatever for placenta dog biscuits or something. No, but not from a person. That would be from, like, you know, a cow, you know, the afterbirth of
What do you think is in him now?
I don't know. But it would make them, you know, a lot more, you know, a lot of vitamins and nutrients.
I see.
What do you think?
I don't know. I think it's a gross tough thing sell. Ever. Yeah. I think it's a rough sell.
Yeah, but they made a print of this. They have a print of their placenta. So put it on.
Fuck you, Twitter.
Yes.
Tweet us if you like during the show, by the way, at Crab Diving.
Yay.
A big fuck you to Twitter because Chris Bryant is trending and not for a good thing, for a good reason.
4Ks or something like that.
0-4.
Yeah. Hey, he was swinging for the fences.
So a big fuck you. It's a baseball reference we're talking about.
Yeah.
Chris Bryant.
He is the much ballyhooed prospect
for the Cubs.
The Chicago Cubs brought up today. So at the end of the season, he would only accrue 270 days of service time rather than 271.
Although the Milwaukee Brewers shitting up the division.
Oh, yes.
Holding up the bottom.
Oh.
The rear.
What happened?
I just want to say that to send a shout out to Tommy Gimeler of the Daily Upper Decker, who seems
Cub hating,
hell bent on
shitting on the Chicago Cubs. But you know they did cover the story. I mean, listen, it is inexcusable that you would have to wait an hour to take a piss at Wrigley Field, and people were peeing in their cups. I mean,
yeah, I'll grant you that one.
That's like a horror scene that you paid $40 to go into. I mean, it's expensive to see a game.
Yes.
That's so fucked up. Surely they could put bathrooms there.
Well, they have porta potties now, right?
No, is that the solution? Disgusting, man. That's so gross.
And how? Yeah.
God,
do you want to go into a porta potty in like this eighth inning?
No.
When it's 98 degrees out?
No. I was just about to say one time I did an outdoor play in the summer. And the production company brought in porta potties, but they only could afford to have them switched out one time per weekend.
Oh.
So like and this was like we would do two shows a night sometimes, and people brought food and had a picnic and would watch the play. And then, you know, Sunday afternoon, it's time to go use the facilities. And honestly, it's like the Dagobah system.
You're better off just shitting in the woods. Just run over to the tree line.
I'm just like... Why would you ever come back to this if that's what you associate it with? It's gross.
Yeah, and I mean, shitting in one of those things, too.
No,
I mean,
it's just horrible.
Your bowels need to be ready to explode before you drop one in those things. Not everybody, apparently, because apparently there's lots of shit.
Yeah, doing it.
Fire away.
No biggie.
The headlines over on the Drudge Report. Let's see what the dummies the Drudgies are thinking. It's a six shot of these guys.
It's the 2016 Republican primary.
Fuck you. I love that horn. It's the funniest thing.
Jeb Bush, Chris Christie, Bobby Jindal, Rand Paul, Marco Rubio,
right,
and Scott Walker.
Oh, God, I so wish this was a Jell-O wrestling lineup.
And it says weekend cattle call in New Hampshire. A Bush era ambassador to the United Nations is challenging Senator Rand Paul's national security views.
What?
Suggesting that Rand Paul's an isolationist. What does this have to do with the
is that Jim Baker
story that I just clicked upon?
Who are they talking about?
In remarks to a New Hampshire Republican gathering.
Okay.
Oh, John Bolton. He's out of his fucking mind. John Bolton, the guy with the, like, 1840s mustache. Like a big a big brush on the under his nose.
I'm Tom Selleck.
He was our ambassador to the United Nations. Remember, Bush put him in there embarrassingly. He's one of these go blow up. He's the one who's saying we should be flying planes to Iran and bombing them right now.
Sure, why not? By the way, abstinence works.
So he said that New Hampshire voters have to first and foremost evaluate presidential candidates based on foreign policy views. Republicans are stronger on foreign policy than Democrats, but you have to get rid of the, quote, isolationists in the pack.
Oh, so I see.
That's why he doesn't like Rand Paul.
He wants to blow some shit up.
He wants to make sure that the big swinging dick of America, the tip, scrapes into every country.
I love that you look at the world the way it is now, and you say, oh, we need to blow some more shit up.
We need to be more involved.
God.
Let's get our shit more involved in what's going on in the world.
Flying some missiles.
Later on, he told the Associated Press he was speaking about Rand Paul. Well, duh. The more people hear about what his views on national security actually are, the lower his support will go, he predicted. People will be like, I've seen this over and over again. They're stunned when they hear what his national security views are. So here we go. The war hawks are going after Rand Paul for his, saying we don't need to be. That's one of the things I agree a little bit with Rand Paul on, is we don't need to have our noses up everybody's starfish with the rest of the goddamn world.
Yeah, I mean, I do think there's a place for us, though. I mean, don't you think we could go into country?
There's a place for us.
We almost made it 15 minutes, folks.
Somewhere. No, you burned it at Peters.
Right. Oh, I know. That's I know.
We didn't make it 15 seconds.
No, I meant since the last one.
Oh, I thought you meant since musical theater reference.
Believe me, I know. We went talked about Bernadette Peter.
Chris Christie's going to be up there talking.
Great.
He described President Barack Hussein Obama's leadership as aimless, said other countries are taking advantage of that. Fuck Chris Christie.
God, how does he think
he has a chance? A Jim Inhofe snowball's chance in hell.
But none of these people. Rand Paul will not be president. There's no fucking way. No. He's too nuts. Chris Christie won't be president.
No.
Fuck them all. There's no way.
It says Jeb Bush said something that many Americans, Republicans, still question, that the United States must team up with other countries to fight climate change.
Oh, wow.
Dun, dun, dun.
No, what does he mean by that?
Does he mean
fight it or fight the people that fight it?
Fight the letting the words be used.
Oh, okay.
No, that's like they do in Florida.
Right.
No, he said we need to work with the rest of the world to find a way to reduce carbon emissions.
Wow.
Ooh. And they let him keep talking?
Shit.
Marco Rubio. God, listen to this.
No one
lineup.
No one's electable.
Is among those who have used the popular line among conservatives saying, I'm not a scientist. Bush said he's worried about climate change. He did quickly add, to be honest with you, I'm more concerned with the hollowing out of our country, the hollowing out of our industrial core.
What the fuck does that mean? He means that regulations and laws.
I'm sure that's probably what he means.
Yeah.
That
are hurting our business.
Manufacturing is leaving because we're making them pay people shit and not kill our air.
I want to ask these people. I'm going to be like, are you pro fracking? Do you think we should frack? Yes or fucking no?
Of course. Have you lost your mind? Of course.
God damn. That to
of
me
course.
Would be the litmus test, the bare minimum. Who here is for fracking? If you are, then honestly, fuck off.
George Pataki is up there? He said, I kid that every 4 years there's the Olympics, the World Cup, and Pataki shows up thinking about running for president.
Yuck, 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 yuck.
Rather than delivering a speech, he answered pre-submitted questions. His stance on Common Core,
which sounds like a speech to me, but
was the most popular with the crowd, so he must be like, get that Common Core shit out of there. Huckabee was there. Mike Huckabee.
Oh, great. What was his stance?
Rick Perry.
Oh, my God.
Was there. Coming here and spending some time in New Hampshire is invaluable. I didn't realize that in 11, he says.
Does he have those glasses on?
Oh, he's not. You can't take those off now. Those are his look. I'm smarter glasses.
Yeah. Let me fix your laptop. I work at the Genius Bar.
Look at me. I'm smart. I tell you, I'm not stupid. I ain't dumb. Marco Rubio said, how about this? I'm not a Yankees fan. Got a big round of applause. He says he's a fan of his hometown Miami Marlins, but he assures the Red Sox crowd and that they got nothing to worry about.
Oh, my God.
Just kind of true. Huckabee announced on Friday he'll be making an announcement later in the day.
Oh, I'm all a flutter.
Oh, so we're still waiting.
I can't wait. Is he still deciding, or is he just, that's when he's revealing it?
Wait a second. He announced Friday he'll be making an announcement later in the day concerning a future announcement.
Oh my
about
God.
Running for president.
He's a lunatic. Doesn't he look like Chris Berman to you?
God, is there anybody? Oh, he does look like Chris Berman a little bit. From
Huckabee or Berman? I'd vote for Chris Berman.
Berman,
before.
Are you crazy?
Oh, yeah.
Entertaining as fuck. Not even a choice there.
Huckabee, not so entertaining. Kind of scary.
Terrifying.
Right.
Quite terrifying. We've blown past our break. We've quite blown past our break time. We're just going to plot on here.
Let's do it.
Before we get to Faithless Friday.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
And the top five songs of the week, according to the Billboard Hot 100, everybody.
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
today, the religion we're looking at is the Baha'i.
Oh, right.
Baha'i?
There's one in Chicago. There's a big old temple in Chicago.
Beautiful temple on the north side, right on the lake. It's really pretty.
Used to ride my bike up there. Baha'i.
Fascinating. I read all about them a little while ago. I knew 0.0 about them.
What do they do? Build towers?
And they're all over the place.
Are they space aliens or what? Are they weird?
Stay tuned till the bottom of the hour when we launch into the Faithless Friday segment. Until then, I've got a little bit of Pat Robertson.
Oh, my God.
Reverend Pat Robertson.
Fuck you.
700 Club.
God damn it. 700 years old. That's what it seems like.
Right.
My God.
Is.
He's older than Yoda.
Back again, yapping. And you may be unsurprised that he said something shitty.
Right.
I believe this is another one of the awesome, fantastic Ask Pat segments.
Oh, okay. I wonder if, will this be about his diamond mind?
You know, I don't think that a lot of the diamond mind questions make it through to air.
They don't ask?
I have a feeling that
Do you pray for the children who are slaves in your diamond mine?
Right. Have you prayed?
Right.
So, Pat, you know, they have the Ask Pat segment where people, I don't know, email.
Sure.
In. And here we go. I'm just trying to get this goddamn thing to load.
Dear Pat, can I beat my wife if I really, 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 really want to?
Right.
Sure. Go ahead. The Bible.
So here's a little bit of this segment of Ask
Pat. This first one is from Marie, who says, my son is 11 and he's recently started.
By the way, that's Terry. That She's is Terry. Great. Terry Muse.
Big fan of Terry.
The intrepid co-host.
I love her intonation.
She's very fetching in pink.
Do you think we could get her on this network?
Very grandmotherly.
Can we sweep her away?
Unlikely. She did say that she thought the peace symbol was satanic.
Oh, it totally is. I agree with her.
Attached to the drug culture, right?
Oh, yeah. I always thought it was satanic and attached to the drug culture.
Oh, good point, Terry.
She's always so nice, yeah. Except for that one time she slipped, remember?
Yeah, Pat was like, well, why don't you just knock the shit out of her?
Right. Said something like, about if your wife is in a, if you were in Saudi Arabia, you'd be able to beat her. And even Terry was like, oh.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
Pat, this first one is from Marie, who says, my son is 11, and he's recently started listening to music that speaks of the beast within and the infection in people, and it's almost come to the point of me giving up trying to parent him. He's constantly mean and nasty to us, and I worry for his soul. I'm not going to give up on him, and I know the Lord's going to save him, but what can I do to help him become a nicer person and the sweet little boy I miss so much?
What? Your kid's an asshole.
Your
That's
kid's
all
a little
there is
dickhead.
To it. That's all there is to it.
You're an asshole.
Absolutely. There's nothing to be done.
Which isn't always necessarily true, because sometimes, I don't know, you know, things happen.
Peace within.
Brains get scrambled, and even good parents have shithole kids occasionally. Good upbringings. You've seen it before, where people, you know, what happened to this guy? I don't know. He had a good upbringing.
Yeah. Your kid's a fucking asshole.
He's recently started listening to music that speaks of the beast within.
Oh, yes. What music is that?
And the infection in people.
The Eagles.
Is it religion?
Yeah.
So what do you think Pat's going to say about this? I mean, this raging satanic 11-year-old.
Well, you got to stop listening to that devil music or something like that.
Maybe
that's what happens. When you listen to that Pantera
take that kid
shit.
To the woodshed and let him understand the blessings of discipline.
Something like that, maybe?
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, I think it's not far from the truth. Here we go.
Infection in people, and it's almost come to the point of me giving up trying to parent him. He's constantly mean and nasty to us, and I worry for his soul. I'm not going to give up on him, and I know the Lord's going to save him, but what can I do to help him become a nicer person and the sweet little boy I miss so much?
Well, I tell you what you can do. Recognize he's going into puberty and he's got all those issues. I mean, so some psychiatrists say, oh, remember, he's got puberty issues. But it doesn't hurt to smack a little 11-year-old around a little bit and say, look, kid, I'm...
It doesn't hurt. Just smack the little fuck around. Just backhand him.
Hey, it works in the diamond mine. Smack
right.
him around.
You know, we got some leather whips at the diamond mines when the 11-year-olds start acting up.
Yeah, when they try to smuggle a diamond out of the mines so their family could eat. We just beat the shit out of
when
them.
They get upset about their rectal exam and daily x-ray when they're leaving.
God, smack them.
There's nothing wrong with smacking a little 11-year-old around.
I want to see Terry's face. Terry's like, ooh.
Pretty issues. But it doesn't hurt to smack a little 11-year-old around a little bit and say, look, kid, I'm your parent. You behave. You're not going to listen to that garbage in my house. If you do, I'm going to tear it up and break those records. I'm not going to...
Break those records. I'm going to turn that Victrola off.
You think... You're going to break
That's
the records.
It. Yeah.
You think?
Obviously, the 11-year-old is a vinyl collector. Got some Sabbath.
Oh my God!
Some Black Sabbath.
He like watched Footloose and didn't get it.
I mean, sometimes you just gotta beat the shit out of your kid. Let him know you're an adult.
Then go break their MP3.
Right? Because that's great parenting.
What do you? You know what, Pat? Okay, yeah. Go into your kid's room and delete all his music off his computer. Go ahead. I'll give you 10 minutes.
Right. Good luck.
Good luck. You're not gonna be able to wade through the fucking porn.
How do I turn it on? Where's the on switch?
Brilliant. By the way, God, a lot of good advice being given to children.
Oh,
abstinence. Right. Don't fuck.
Take heed, parents.
Right. And just say, let's smack some fuckers around. Just smack him around. He's 11. That's sad.
A little bit and say, look, kid, I'm your parent. You behave. You're not going to listen to that garbage in my house. If you do, I'm going to tear it up and break those records. I'm not going to, or CDs or whatever.
iPods, whatever.
You know,
yeah.
iPod or however you
I mean,
get
he's
that
only
mess.
11, so.
Yeah, I know he's only 11. He's just a little twerp, and you make that little twerp behave. He's your...
Oh, man. Listen to Terry trying to be like...
What
oh,
an
you know,
asshole.
You have iPods and things too, Pat. You have to smash those.
Terry's trying to bring him into the 21st century, helping him out.
Oh, God, Terry. What an asshole. You're smashing appliances.
Right.
You're twerp.
You're terrifying your child who's listening.
Come here, twerp.
He's going through a phase listening to some shitty music. Who cares?
Come here, twerp. Daddy's going to be a monster for a while. Tear up your shit. What lesson does that teach anyway? Stupid.
How punitive. I mean, just, it's so.
And he just said maybe he's going through puberty. But fuck that.
Punish.
Let's terrorize him anyway.
We got a chance to beat the shit out of a kid and break some vinyl records.
Jesus Christ.
Try to figure out how to erase an iPad. Yeah. iPod.
Right.
However you get that mess.
I mean, he's only 11, so.
Yeah, I know he's only 11. He's just a little twerp, and you make that little twerp behave. He's your kid. He's just a little boy.
Yes. Removing privileges, too, because an 11-year-old can't drive, so they can't go anywhere
You do. I don't know what his privilege is, but the thing, there's a lot.
Terry's like, maybe you don't have to beat the shit out of them. Maybe and break things. Maybe you can remove some privileges.
Right. Can you please stop talking about beating children on this fucking television show? I want to have one day where I'm not on like MediaWatch.com.
Pat's
please.
Like, fuck that. Fuck that. Taking away privileges shit. Pull his pants down.
You know, do you think Terry, do you think, how would she bill herself if she was doing stand-up when she goes on the road?
Stand-up?
She's like, Terry so-and-so, the 700 Club, or is it Terry so-and-so from Media Watch, Right Wing Watch?
Oh, right, yeah, you know her better from Right Wing Watch and Raw Story.
Right.
And every left-wing blog that humiliates Pat.
I'm a big fan of Terry. You gotta figure.
She's awesome.
But, you know, she probably has some disgusting politics,
right? Oh, absolutely.
Right? Probably big homophobe.
Absolutely. She tries,
though. Damn.
Although she's...
You don't have to beat him, Pat.
Right.
You don't have to fucking beat him. You can take away privilege. I don't know what his privilege
is. I don't know what his privileges are. It's more fun to tan his hide and then jerk off afterwards.
Right. It's like, Terry, you're misreading the conversation. We're having a conversation about the best way to beat a child.
Right.
You're steering it in the wrong direction.
Your kid, he's just a little boy.
Yes. Removing privileges, too, because an 11-year-old can't drive, so they can't go anywhere without you.
You do. I don't know what his privilege is, but the thing, there's a lot of evil in the world, and you have to protect kids from evil, and you've got to do it any way you want to. But look, little kids, little boys, I guess you act like you're a single woman, and they'll take advantage of you because they...
Wait, you act like you're a single woman?
Yeah, put the porn music on for that section. I mean, good God.
You act like you're a single woman.
Where is he going with this?
Well, let's find out. Strap in.
But look, little kids, little boys, I guess you act like you're a single woman, and they'll take advantage of you because they figure if there was a man in the house.
Well, she said.
Oh, there's where we're going.
Uh-huh.
There's where we're going.
Damn. Single mothers, shame on you.
There was a cock and balls in that house.
Right.
That kid wouldn't be listening to that music.
No, there'd be a monster running around, breaking records, screaming, shaking, right. A little twerp.
If there were a good tyrannical what? Godzilla of a Christian dad in that in the household.
Hey, he's 11?
What? Beat the shit off.
Yeah, hit him. Well, oh, you're going to take away privilege? No, no, no. Just knock him in the fucking face.
What is wrong with you, Terry?
Little boys, I guess you act like you're a single woman, and they'll take advantage of you because they figure if there was a man in the house.
Well, she says he's constantly mean and nasty to us, and so.
Well, us. Well, then Daddy had better get in there. Little kid wouldn't do that with me, I promise you. Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
He's not getting away with that.
Oh, let me tell you, I'd beat the fuck out of him.
I could tell you some
absolutely.
Stories. Some there's some bottoms that are still scarred out there.
Right. The woodshed.
Okay. Little kid.
Our dry pods. Yeah.
Big Daddy's home.
Yeah, okay. Right.
Oh my God.
Guard your iPods, Terry said, and Pat Robertson just said, Big Daddy's home, and smacked his hands together.
I don't know.
All excited.
I don't know.
He hasn't had, his dick hasn't moved this much since the last time He was on a plane with turbulence.
Oh,
Listen to him laugh. Listen to the delight as he relives this fantasy of beating the shit out of a little 11-year-old.
Our tripods. Yeah.
Big Daddy's home. Okay. All right.
That explains a lot. Okay.
That's why I have such wonderful children. Go ahead.
What the fuck? I beat my kids. That's why they're great. Dude, that's a drop if I've ever heard of it.
It almost looked like there was a little little shot from Terry.
What did she say?
Because she looked at him and she goes, well, that says a lot.
Yeah, a lot about you.
So it almost seemed like there was a tiny little shot from Terry Muse.
Big Daddy's home. Oh. Smack. Jesus Christ. We should put together.
What a great Pat Robertson clip.
It really is.
Thank you, Pat. We appreciate it.
Keep them coming.
Thanks to the spaghetti monster.
I'm glad you're a horrendous monster to your children. It makes for great radio.
Yeah, we're thrilled that you're a horrific, striding asshole. But then he'll say something like this. Which we're laughing at, but it's heinous. It's heinous.
It's absolutely heinous. That's why my kids are great. Because Big Daddy would come home and smack them around.
Right? I went home, beat the shit out of them, and threw their mother down and fucked her when she didn't want me to, like men should.
Yeah, in Saudi Arabia, you can toss rocks at them. It's fun. What a dick.
I've got, before we launch into Faithless Friday
I can't fucking wait. Baha'is. We're coming for you, Baha'is.
On Tuesday's edition of the Family Research Council's
Tuesday's
Washington Watch program,
Liquid U,
Family Research Council President Ninny Extraordinaire,
Dickface McGee,
Tony Perkins.
Oh, God, dude. I don't know. He's an asshole.
Had on a religious right activist. A really lunatic religious right activist, a rabbi named Daniel Lappin.
Okay. Oh, I've heard of him.
And they're talking about radical Islam.
Oh, shit.
Of course. The second biggest threat to Christianity here in America.
Oh, no.
After the starfish bumper.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, God's still on the money.
You're still doing okay.
Right.
You're still doing okay.
You guys are fine.
I'm just going to play the clip. This is radio, so I think I need to turn this down. This is Tony Perkins talking to Rabbi Daniel Lappin. Listen to...
Is it bad?
I just got to hear this shit.
All right. We were having a discussion with a good friend, Rabbi Daniel Lappin. I call him my rabbi. We were discussing why the left favors Islam and actually promotes it even to their own demise. And
what? First of all, what?
Hey,
what?
Yeah.
Do you favor Islam?
Absolutely.
Do you consider yourself a member of the left?
It's my most favoritist. I love
it. Why does the left favor Islam?
I favor my Islam.
Right, we're four words in, and this guy
fuck this guy, honestly.
A hemorrhoid.
Yeah. He was going to have a zinger of an answer for us, and we went to break. But now we're coming back. Rabbi.
Yes, hi.
You were going right into the answer when we went to the break, so pick right up.
Yes, well, there's a sexual dimension to this, and...
What?
What a horrible broadcaster.
There's a sexual dimension to this. Yeah. Did you hear the answer?
Oh, yeah. I heard him say there's a sexual dimension
right.
to this.
This is
so
why the left
up likes
Islam.
It makes us horny.
Break. So pick right up.
Yes. Well, there's a sexual dimension to this, and by that I just want to explain. It doesn't necessarily mean a man, a biological man, or a biological woman. When I think about masculinity or femininity, give you an example. If my wife says to me, "Daniel, you are not going to the wedding dressed like that," and I say, "Yes, dear," or "Are you really sure about that, dear?" Then what's really happening is that for that little interchange, she is more masculine than me.
What in the fuck is this guy?
If your wife says
talking about
to you, "You're not going out dressed like that," then in that moment, she is more masculine than me because obviously asserting authority
right.
is a masculine trait.
This is insane.
This is, yeah.
This
because
on,
she's expressing a very firm and non-negotiable position. I'm being more submissive. I'm saying, you know what, she probably knows better than me about how people are dressing for this wedding, so that's what we do. When
So obviously the feminine must be more submissive.
Is this guy from La La Land?
People are in a hostage situation. We have something called Stockholm Syndrome. Mm-hmm. And what that means, obviously, is that, needless to say, even if you're biologically male, if you're, God forbid, in a hostage situation, you are somewhat feminized simply because you are powerless.
You are somewhat feminized.
You're feminized.
Simply because you are powerless. You are somewhat feminized.
Right. So if you're in a hostage situation, you're being made... You're being feminized because you're powerless. Right. Because men are powerful.
Al-Qaeda always puts you in heels, gives you a handbag.
Are dependent on your captors for almost everything. And so there's a slight feminizing process that takes place. It's just biology. It's just real. And, I mean, you know, there are countless studies showing that feminine-type behavior produces an excess of estrogen in men and vice versa.
Wait, there are countless studies, Pat.
Feminine-type behavior produces excess estrogen in men?
Oh, my God, dude. At Vile Experience, countless studies supporting that.
Ugh.
He says there are countless studies.
Countless.
Can't even count them. There's so many. Infinite.
So all I'm saying here is that that essentially the left has fallen in love with the masculinity of Islam.
Let me tell you what I love most about the masculinity of Islam. Oh, my God. This guy.
Going back in America to the days of, remember the Waltons, that wonderful TV show?
I do.
That was a masculine time in America. You think of who our heroes were. You think of the kind
John
of presence you looked for. We were looking.
Oh, John Wayne. Wait a second. Hold on. Let me adjust myself.
Hand me the baby oil.
John Wayne. Remember that masculine time of America?
Oh, that was the best.
When you could backhand your woman and not get in trouble?
Yeah, John Wayne. What a genius. He went and got too close to a nuclear test and died of weird fucking cancer.
For masculine type people. We weren't looking for metrosexuals. And Dad in the Waltons was a strong masculine type, and that was what we looked up to. Today, after a 30 or 40 year epidemic of leftism that has swept its sordid stain throughout America.
Ooh, we swept our sordid stain across America.
Right. Masculinism.
Yeah. As... Ooh, put your sordid stain across my face.
Yeah, that sounds great.
We've become much more feminized, and we are attracted to the masculine strength and brutality of Islam.
Oh, yeah.
Would he consider...
Oh, wait. Chop somebody's head off.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Rape some people. Yeah, that's great. Burn down some villages. Kill some babies. Oh,
that's so feminized. I'm masculine. To see what he think is Richard from Keeping Up Appearances. Is he feminized? Richard!
Oh God. I'm looking at the time. We gotta get moving here.
This is the girl in the high school being attracted to the bad, tough guy. And that's really what's happening.
So, the liberals who apparently prefer Islam, first of all, the foundation of your argument is llama shit. Drizzly llama shit. There's
I love Islam.
That we love Islam.
Love it.
And prefer it.
Yeah, yeah.
But the reason we do is because we're so attracted to those big, strong, manly men.
Oh, my God. It's crazy.
Unlike these pussies, these weenies here in the United States of America.
Islam is dreamy.
These John boys.
Oh, yeah.
He was the sensitive son, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. But the dad
had some balls.
The Waltons.
He backhanded that mom a couple of good episodes, didn't he?
Oh, they had quite the woodshed.
Which I don't think he did.
There's no other way I know of to explain this utterly irrational. And as soon as I said to myself, it's irrational, I said to myself, you know, where else do you see irrational behavior? When people are sexually attracted, you see irrational behavior. And so
therefore, we are irrationally,
yes,
supporting Islam because we want to fuck it.
Yeah.
We want to fuck Islam. Or be fucked by. I forgot. Right. We're feminized.
Right.
So we want to be fucked by Islam.
Jeez.
We want to be entered by Islam.
Boy, this guy is a lunatic.
This is crazy, huh? And again, a platform. I mean, we're giving him a platform because we're pointing and laughing.
Who
but
cares? We're making fun of him because this guy, if anybody is confused, we think he's a total cunt, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
But do you hear that? You're right, man. Do you hear that broadcaster that talking to him? Whoever the fuck that is, like,
that's Tony Perkins.
Tony Perkins is like,
Family Research Council.
Do you hear him every once in a while? He goes, Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. Good point.
Yeah.
Oh, please talk slower. Oh,
well, he's using one of those vibrating.
Thighmaster.
Yeah.
Suzanne Summers at getting her time. Pelvic floor tightened. I can't come to the phone right now.
Right. So that's what's going on the Family Research Council radio. If you have extra time and you're not listening to Crab Diving,
I almost now want to listen. It's insane.
Tune in to the Family Research Council and you can find out that
Tony Perkins.
Yeah, you can find out what's going on there.
Has lost his fucking mind.
Meanwhile, coming in at number five, ladies and gentlemen, the Billboard Hot 100 here as we barrel into Faithless Friday celebrations here.
It's Friday. Oh.
Number five, Ed Sheeran with Dropping a Little Bit with Thinking Out Loud.
We'll be loving you till we're 70.
The number five song
loving
of the week.
You.
Is Ed Sheeran.
Oh, another
there
one.
It is with, no, that was him. Oh. I was doing the...
I got that song. Do you like that song? You don't, do you?
No.
I mean...
Oh, you got to be in a mood.
17.
But you got to be in a mood, right?
Yeah. That song favors Islam.
This is a song called...
it's new?
It's new, breaking into the top five.
Thank God.
Was it number six last week, so just pushing the tip in to the top five.
Ouch.
Is Fetty Wap. F-E-T-T-Y.
Fetty Wap.
Last name, W-A-P. Fetty Wap. with a song called Trap Queen. I know nothing about this song whatsoever.
Just wanna chill, write a sack for us to roll. Married to the money, introduced her to my stove. Showed her how to whip and now she remixing for low. She my trap queen, let her hit the bando. We be counting up, watch how far the bands go. We just set a goal, talking matching Lambos. A 56 a gram, 500 grams though. Man, I swear I love her, how she worked the damn pole. Hit the strip.
Okay.
Where's the chorus?
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of waiting for.
My God. I can't stand this.
There you go. That's Fetty Wap.
It's so displeasing to my ears. I mean, I can't even. It makes me uncomfortable. I feel like such an old man, but God, he's like screaming at me.
It's so displeasing to my ears.
God damn it. I can't even. I was following that story for a while, and I was like, now I don't know what you're talking about. Please, for the love of God, put a chorus in.
You're like, I don't care anymore.
Jesus Christ, asshole.
At number three, ladies and gentlemen, we've heard this song a few times before. It's been in the top five for a long time. Dropping from number two last week, Maroon 5 with Sugar. Begging on my knees.
God, that is the emptiest song of our generation, whatever generation this is.
Well,
this is who you
how
guys
dare
are.
You?
This
I'm is, sure there's a lot
there's
more
nothing going
empty
on
songs.
In that. That. I mean, really, it's like cotton candy. It's just nothing there. It's just useless. It's a useless shit song.
It's the number three song.
What is it about? Sugar. I'm on my knees.
Sugar. That's what it's about.
I'm big.
No longer, ladies and gentlemen, at number one. A little bit of shake up here. It held the number one spot for a long time. It's a song that Ryan likes.
Racist.
Uptown Funk featuring Bruno Mars. With the controversial line.
I do like that song.
Michelle Pfeiffer, that white gold.
You know, I heard they called her and asked, do you mind if we refer to you as white gold? She's like, fuck no. I love it.
Hell no.
It's still racist.
It's not racist.
You think, if you mention someone's name like that in a song, do you have to get permission or is it?
No, I don't think so. I don't think you have to get permission just to mention somebody's name like that in a song.
Okay. Oh.
Number one, a brand new number one song according to the Billboard Hot 100. Go to billboard.com. For clips and pictures, and you can, you know, download and see what they are. Although we just gave you the top five, so
yeah. Why do you need to go to Billboard? Go to crabdiving.com.
Go see what number 69 is. Wiz Khalifa, See You Again, featuring Charlie Puth from the Fast and Furious, Furious 7 soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. Oscar nominated.
Coming.
It's about, this is a car racing movie, right? They drive cars.
It is.
Vin Diesel's in it.
It is.
It's a 7 movie fucking franchise.
It is.
A Vin Diesel?
And with a digitally recreated Paul Walker.
Oh, yeah.
And his brother standing in for some other of the shots since he is no longer with us after
right, because you can't find another white guy to do that in Hollywood. That's a...
Those were the days hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day.
Oh, that's Charlie Puth.
Really?
Going, it's been a long day. Wiz Khalifa.
Right.
Was the other dude.
Great.
Charlie's a white guy playing a piano.
Yeah. Congratulations to everyone involved in that song.
That's
good job.
The top five songs.
You're number fucking one. How's
week.
It number one, though? Because we didn't even hear it in other top fives. Can a song just go to number one bypassing all the other?
It launched, man. It sprung forth to the to the top of the charts.
Shit. There well, go. Congratulations. Good job.
Congratulations to the top five.
Kudos all around.
Songs of the week. Also on Fridays, we try to squeeze in a few minutes of information for your ear holes.
No.
For your brains.
Ugh,
sort of. Because we're going to be talking about religion. We like to highlight, try to learn about the tenets, the beliefs, the history, the creations, the
burning
customs,
hell.
The whatever they do.
Right.
Of a different religion. Last week, it was the Raelians.
That's right.
We've covered a little bit. We've covered the Rastafarians.
Jehovah's Witness.
The Jehovah's Witness. Methodists.
Right, the Methodists. Not now, Scientologists yet.
No, that's a full show.
I tell you.
Today we are going to take a look at the Baha'i, I think it's pronounced, Baha'i faith.
Baha'i.
Which is
bye-bye.
One of the youngest world's major religions.
Right.
Founded by Baha'u'llah in Iran in 1863. At the time, Iran was a mainly Muslim country. The faith was proclaimed by a young Iranian first, who was born, I believe... Mullah Hussein ended up being called the Bab, B-A-B, Bab.
The Bab?
It's also very confusing.
That's weird. There's not every religion is just strange as fuck. That's all that there is to it.
He said that a messenger, the Bab, said that a messenger would soon arrive from God who would be the latest in a line of prophets that had included Moses, Muhammad, Jesus Christ. This is another one of those that's everybody's part of God. Let's be all inclusive.
Right. It's like you're trying to create a religion that doesn't get you killed.
So then one of the Bab's followers,
Babs,
Baha'u'llah,
right,
which is, it means glory of God in Arabic.
Oh.
He was born Mirza Hussein Ali He said, "Oh, that's me." Basically, this new coming messenger that you're waiting for, that's me.
Oh yeah, yeah. And I you worship me.
The Baha'is believe that Baha'u'llah is the most recent manifestation messenger sent by God.
Okay.
Now, where they differ from Islam is that Baha'u'llah said that he is not God's final messenger, whereas the Muslims believe that Muhammad was the last messenger. He's it. And the next one is the smiting.
Right.
Until we all get it from God.
How great. That's fun.
Baha'u'llah, the Baha'i faith accepts all religions as having true and valid origins.
Perfect.
The way what this dude said was, the way he justifies it is that the religion, God is as you perceive it in your culture and your mind, and that there are so many different minds that we can't comprehend the cosmic weirdness of God. It's so beyond our comprehension.
It's the don't learn anything religion that, because you're not going to understand.
Well, no, about God. Oh, but they're actually way into science and shit.
Oh, okay.
But they say, oh, everybody's right. They're hippie. They're real hippie. They're like, everybody's right. We all love it.
Cool.
Said that God intervenes through human history at different times to reveal more of himself through his messengers, divine messengers. The central idea is of unity. They believe that people should work together for the common benefit of humanity.
Socialism!
There are 6 million Baha'is in the world.
Oh my God.
Over 235 countries. I didn't realize they were that huge.
Well, that temple in Chicago is enormous.
All human beings have a soul that lives forever. All humans are a member of one single race, which should be united in a single global community. Oh, that's going to make the right-wing heads explode.
Wait a second. I got a problem with that one.
All humans are different but equal.
Fuck that.
There should be no inequality between races or sexes.
Fuck you.
So they're not sexist. They don't have clergy.
Oh, wow.
They don't have priests. They don't...
So who's in charge?
They get together and they read. They accept all other faiths as true and valid. Baha'is accept the divine nature of the missions of Abraham, Moses, Zoroaster, Buddha, Jesus, Muhammad. They believe each one was a further stage in the revelation of God. God's omnipotent, perfect, and has complete knowledge of life. There's only been one God.
Right.
Too great to ever be understood by the finite human mind. That's such a cop-out.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's one of those religious sign-offs where you're like, well, we're too dumb to ever possibly comprehend it, therefore God.
Yeah. It's like when, but you know what it is? It's like when somebody says, like, can you comprehend the size of the universe?
Right.
I can't. It's so big. I mean, I can't picture it.
Baha'i, if I had a nickel. Baha'i, they don't regard God as having a gender. But in the writings, they use a masculine pronoun
feminized
to make things easy. But they don't believe that they're into fasting.
Oh, okay.
They do a 19-day fasting period every year between, in our calendar, March 2nd and the 21st a month.
The Baptists don't do that.
The sick, elderly, and very young are exempt from fasting, pregnant nursing mothers. Travelers and those doing heavy physical work, they'll let you eat.
Oh, okay.
They think fasting is a discipline of the soul. They don't have any other real... They're into social action. Like, they want to go out and do good works. And they're real socialistic. Like, they don't want to come into the community and take over and tell the community what to do. They work wherever they go. They do these projects. They get the community involved.
Wow.
All their decision makings are made communally. And with the community.
So far, this is the best religion. Second to the Ray Aliens.
They have holy days, you know, that are, you know, these holy days.
Yeah.
You have to say a prayer three times. There's only things you have to do. This is all you got to do. To get married, you do whatever you want.
Okay.
And then you have one sentence that you say to each other, and you're married.
Wow. Damn.
That's it.
That's perfect. I should have got married at the Baha'i Temple.
There are only three rituals. There's obligatory daily prayers, which are more like...
They're obligatory.
meditation.
Yeah. You chant, right?
There's a recitation of a prayer for a dead at a funeral and the simple marriage rite.
God, see, I don't think... This is a religion for people that hate going to church.
They hate ritual.
Oh, yeah.
They say rituals become meaningless, so they just carry them out just to do the ritual. Like a Catholic mass.
So why the fuck do they have this religion?
They're into parties.
Oh.
They like celebrating.
Okay.
This is
a social thing.
Every 19 days, they have the 19-day feast. They're into the number 19.
Well, weird.
The main occasion of the group is to get together. They have no liturgy, so they just read. They have readings and hymns, poetry. They're encouraged to come together in communal worship, but there's no congregational prayers. One person will be chosen to recite the prayers on behalf of everyone present.
Interesting.
Because prayer is seen as a private duty.
Oh, wait a second. Wait.
So there is no professional clergy within the Baha'i faith. So they all get together, they pool their money, they build things, they make things. You know, they believe in it seems like, you know, some
this seems like
crazy stuff, but,
you know, like
as crazy shit goes, I mean, they got the whole Bahala, blah, 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 you know, but that's where they came from.
Right.
They do seem to be unusually, you know, I mean, they're kind of wishy-washy, I think, letting everybody's right kind of an atmosphere. Yeah. We're all right. Everybody's religion is correct.
They're releasing control.
Right.
I guess.
But other than that, they're way into kids. Education is primary for kids.
Yeah, they don't want to live in a world with stupid people.
And not like homeschooling education, like educating science and shit. So,
yeah. Are they for shutting down every fucking Planned Parenthood in existence? Hopefully
so
not.
It's interesting. They're kind of based on Islam, but they're real... It seems like they're real Buddhist-y and love each other, but they still say that there's more coming. Like this Baha'u'llah said, "I'm not the last. There'll be more."
Yeah.
More prophets or more whatever words of God coming. So that's it. That's
interesting.
Less weird than one would think. I always thought they had a kind of a weird vibe to them, which they kind of do, right?
Oh yeah,
they're a little hippie-ish.
They're very strange. I mean, to me, they seem like one of those spaceship religions.
That's a little...
Like the Baha'i Temple, if you see that, there is like... It's kind of a science fiction-y vibe to it. I mean, right. It's way cool.
But that's about it. I mean, whoops. the crab diving theme is right next to the "You Are a Cunt" song.
Perfecto.
That tells you something. That's been a great week here, ladies, on Crab Diving. Ladies and gentlemen. We'll include the gentlemen. On Crab Diving Live, we'll be back next week, Monday, every weekday, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 to 7 live. You can also download us as a podcast. Go to crabdiving.com, go to iTunes, go to Stitcher. Actually, for all of the great entertainment that is provided to you here on the Crab Diving Network, we also stream 24/7 live for you.
Yay!
Crabdiving.com/live tonight. A brand new sparkling Hollywood Hick at 7 p.m. Pacific. Listen to that. And tomorrow, 4 p.m., a brand new Canna Linguists Weedtastic show. Thanks, everybody. We will talk to you next week.
That's right.
To follow the very funny Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer on the Twitter at Rated R Comedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience, also Vile.
And all of our social media and everything, those little blue buttons are at crabdiving.com. Share the crabs, spread the crabs.
Like us.
The fucking crabs, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Submit.
And, you know, be like the Ray Aliens. Everybody get together and copulate over the weekend.
Live long and prosper.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.